Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. I appreciate y'all being here. Thank you for listening, liking, subscribing, sharing. Zach, GasDigitalNetwork.com/Bye Guys.
GasDigitalNetwork.com, promo code Bye Guys. You can get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the Gas Digital Network.
Yes, and my favorite part yet again of the show is watching the guests respond to the intro.
Spectacular, young man.
Apparently, I was told more women were in the intro, which was a request since it was dude heavy. And I'm happy to say, for a split second, there was.
So last week's intro, one broad, and this week, two?
Oh, no broads.
Oh, all right.
No broads.
That's what we call progress.
I feel like it was one of those Disney things where they put like a flash of like one frame of, woman in there.
Like Sex in the Sky with the Stars.
Yeah.
That spells SFX, by the way.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, SFX is the company that did the digital effects on The Lion King.
Yeah, that's right.
And they went to hide their name in the stars, and the rumor became that it said sex.
Well, what about the penis on the cover of Little Mermaid?
That's probably real.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the priest gets a boner during the wedding.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Bring it up, ladies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring it up to see the priest get a boner and also
so the strategy, Jeremiah, is to show a bunch of gay stuff, but then show flashes of women so that your brain responds like you might be a... we're psy-oping people.
Yeah, it's sissy hypno-porn.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
So here's the penis in on the cover.
Nice.
Oh, look at
this.
This
is like a Pray the Gay to Stay camp.
Yes.
Pray the Gay to Stay.
Yeah. That's what Bye Guys is. It's like converting straight dudes
to gay.
Yeah.
And if you can bring up the priest getting a boner during the wedding, I think this has been edited in future copies, but it's one of those things that they say it's supposed to be his knee, but I don't know why his knee raises in the middle of a wedding.
What's this from?
Little Mermaid.
I never saw
it. Let's see it.
Zoom
you
in.
Never saw it?
I was too busy fucking being
that
a dude,
bro. That was one of my first crushes.
Little
my first two crushes
Ursula?
I can remember were Ariel from Little Mermaid and Bambi.
Oh, but don't get me started with Bambi.
I had a crush on
one
Bambi.
Of my first boners that I consciously remember was the girl Sexy Bunny in Tiny Toons.
Yes!
Lola Bunny?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, take a look.
After this, let's all tell our boner origin stories.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Tell me that's not a boner.
No, that kind of looks like that could be a knee.
That's a goddamn cartoon boner.
That's a boner.
That is a goddamn hard on. Yeah.
Wow.
They don't catch this. No one was.
I mean, I think it might just be. It goes. Come on.
I mean, his speed and agility with the boner is what's impressive.
It's pretty great.
And also it starts like, up and moves down.
Yeah. As boners do.
Yes.
It's like a plank.
I don't think it is a boner because it's coming from a priest and there's no altar boy near him.
Hello.
So it's probably high five.
Our guest is weaker, Jeremiah Watkins and James Maddox.
Can I just say that the joy that Ian gets of us watching it, the joy I had of watching you watching your own intro and watching us,
yes,
and just seeing if we get uncomfortable. And then I see two Beefcake Sons of Bitches, and I just smile. I'm like, this is perfect. This is why I do this goddamn show.
Yes.
So it's amazing. Pretty much you guys have the response everybody has, which is this is lovely and silly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what we call the anti-Paul Verzi reaction.
Dude, oh, how did Paul react?
Did not care for it. He looked like he was figuring out his career.
Yeah.
Are you saying the Greek Italian came out of him? The Greek Sicilian blood came out of him?
He's such a nice guy, but that intro played, and we just saw him go, "What am I doing here?
Oh, yeah.
How did this happen?"
He stood up and he was like, "Bye, guys."
Did he react like Joe Pesci did in Goodfellas when his girl said that she understood how Sammy Davis Jr. could get with the Swedish girl? He was like, "What?"
No, he acted like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas right before he gets shot and realizes everything, and he goes, "Oh no." And it was, I mean,
he looked like Pesci in Casino when he watched his brother get beat to death.
No, Joey!
Yeah, it was multiple, every couple seconds, just like looking at the phone, looking at the clock.
Oh my God.
Being like, yeah.
I haven't talked to him in a while. You know, I haven't texted him. Should I just find like some gay memes and gifts and send them to him and see how
he reacts. Should text him and be like, "Hey man, when are you in town? You got to do this real fun podcast. I just did it. Bye guys."
That'd be and terrific.
See what he says.
Yeah, can you replay that and I'll just film it and send it to him? Six different times.
He was the first person to give a podcast the light. He's like, it's like, wrap it up, guys. Wrap it up.
Here's the thing, Ian. There's no better feeling when you see, I had an 11-year-old. He's on the basketball team. I think he's going to go pro on the fact that he's 5'6 and white. I'm going to see this kid, the hook shot on this kid, and the ball goes through the hoop, and my heart fills with joy, and there's no better pleasure of being a father. So what gay stuff do you guys want to talk about?
Dude, he is great. Like, he'll wear a tracksuit on stage, and that's just, like, I'll wear it, and I'll have to address it, because I know I look whatever, but he pulls it off so well, nothing needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see him, and then you're like, oh, what season of The Sopranos was he in? Like, it's just like, is that season 4 or is that 6A? Yeah. Like, it's just perfect for
Has
him.
Has anyone else had a reaction like that to the intro?
That's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, some gentlemen of a certain persuasion tend to not like it.
Oh,
some
I'm very shocked by that.
Some of our friends, if we were related, we'd be called brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Some of what we would call the Philadelphia contingent.
Yes.
Oh.
All my Philly friends are like, they can't handle us in here for. Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Monroe's face just dropping to the ground. Dave liked it. Dave's fun. Dave's a pervert, too.
Well, Dave also finds the humor in it. I don't think... Yeah. I think there's a cutoff at a certain point.
Can I ask a question? When you book gentlemen to be on Bye Guys, what the fuck do they think is going to be talked about? Everyone knows your acts, you're called Bye Guys. This isn't like bifocals. This isn't fucking glasses. This isn't bipolar.
It is.
Is it?
Yes. Aww. Jeremiah, we brought something for you. Here's a pair of glasses. Hello.
There it is. I mean, what do they think?
Here's what everyone says. I'm like, oh man, you should come do the podcast. Bye, guys. They go, well, I'm not that, and I've never been gay, but is that all right if I come on? I'm like, that's not what it is. We literally just talking bullshit.
I've never been gay.
Well, you're about to be.
Yeah. You're about to be live on air.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. I've never been gay. Like, you can cold turkey being
streaming
gay.
Streaming from Ass Digital.
You're well, in saddle up, compadre, because we're about to show you a whole new world of gayness.
Jack Palance throwing the gun, pick it up, but for a different reason.
You're behind him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, pick up the gun. What's the worst that could happen?
Pick up the gun. But it's not a gay podcast.
But still, they should expect that, of
it's
course,
like
on this network.
It's like a tongue-in-cheek thing, yes. Like wink-wink.
Well, tongue-in-cheeks.
Yes. Tongue-in-cheeks. Yeah.
Tongue-in-ass-cheeks. Yeah. But that intro's perfect.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
It's fun.
It's spectacular.
Yeah.
I got a chuckle.
It's a fun time to bullshit around. We love having our friends on. But, you know, maybe an underlying thesis of the podcast is, there's nothing wrong with being yourself. If you want to experiment and have fun, do it. No judgment. A lot of guys do, and they don't admit to it. So live your best life. No judgment.
You don't have to be in college.
Yeah. No.
I'm jerking off Ian underneath the desk. Yeah. Some guys don't admit to it.
We had a guy come out on air. He came.
No,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. Dude, we get messages all the time from Legion of Skanks fans that are,
yeah,
you
totally.
Know, like, legit juggalos. They're like, you guys may be comfortable with my sexuality. I feel better.
Oh, that's great.
I came out and blah, blah. And it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's really nice, man. Yeah. They get a little handsy at shows. But
yeah, they come up and they ask you if you want a blowjob at shows. And you're like, yeah. No, but I'll take the drugs you were offering me.
No, but then we can walk t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
No blowjob, but I will take I'll take a whiff of that, and then we'll go about our day like gentlemen.
Whatchamacallit? Oh yeah, shout out to everyone that comes to shows. It's very nice, very appreciated. We love it. And whatchamacallit? Oh yeah, shout out Alex and Harrington, and also shout out to anyone that came to my ska music video shoot this past Sunday.
It looked fucking fun.
It was so fun. Alex?
I truly had the best time of my life.
Yeah!
Ooh. And when I tell you, like, it was one of those things, I usually just spend my Sundays doing nothing. And, like, on my way there, I had almost regretted saying I would come, not for any particular reason, just, like, I was lazy. And by the end of the day, I was like, I need to say yes to more things because that was truly a childhood dream come true for me. Dancing in a music video, getting featured, I had a blast.
We had her as one of the stage divers. So we had her come up on stage and, like, you know, stage dive a couple times. And she had these awesome sunglasses on. And it's a cool. So Tom Cassidy did this non-music music video. I don't know if you guys saw it, but he did like a Nas music video for The World Is Yours, but used one of his jokes from his album. So in the music video, instead of lip-syncing rap lyrics, he's lip-syncing his jokes. And he's done that with a couple other people. So I did a live like music video with my favorite ska band, Catbite. They came up from Philadelphia, stayed at my place Saturday night. A lot of fun. And we shot it at Lucky 13 Saloon in Brooklyn, across the street from Littlefield, killer metal bar, strippers. It's the best. When you go to those shit parties at Littlefield, or like, you know, like those dumb things used to throw. That owl-looking bitch. Anyway, sorry. Alex... I said what
I'm having
said.
Lunch with her after this.
No. Yes. I'm just upset I didn't get
who field mice.
Who are you together?
Having lunch with? Who? Who?
God damn it.
But she's going to help him figure out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
How many licks it takes to get back on that show. Love going over there because they always play like, dude, that Sunday they were playing tons of E-Town Concrete. Whatever. Anyway, so it was a live performance. I was the singer of the band, but instead of lip syncing a song, I was doing my jokes. And we had like 50 extras dancing, moshing, skanking. Right. Lemaire was there, our friend from Philly. He had a cape on. He was like in the pit. It was so, Alex, can you pull up any pictures or anything? It was really, really fun. And a lot of people came out. People came out from the show. People drove like super far. I'm so grateful.
It was,
so
you had some trauma weirdos
very
there
wonderful.
Too, right?
Tons of trauma weirdos. They were fantastic. And everybody was like, cool. Dude, we had extra coordinators that were there that had them like set up into like little areas. It just was everything I wanted. It was fantastic. There was a girl there that was like, I'll show my ass and I stage dive. And we're like, no, it's all right. And she's like, getting angry. And we're like, okay, just do it. Fine. Yeah.
No, I came here for a reason.
Yeah. The camera's not even rolling. Just do it. Okay. Fine.
I'm showing you.
I'm like, okay. All right. She's talking with her ass like Ace Ventura.
I'm showing you. Oh, dude, this is great.
Dope, yeah. Yeah, and the band played afterwards. Can you play one of their songs? The band played like a show afterwards. Go to the last video. It was more dynamic. Oh, yeah.
Look at this.
Here, go to the one where I stage it. They're getting me like... It was so fun.
I love it. You are dressed like one of my uncles on a three-day weekend.
Well, as fate would have it, the band... Go back to the one where... this is very self-indulgent. Anyway, we can move on. As fate would have it, see what the band is wearing? They're wearing a shirt just like mine, and we didn't even plan it.
Isn't that Destiny's nice? Calling, huh?
Kismet, baby.
Isn't that
baby.
Fun?
It's spectacular.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
Yeah, right?
You look like you have a bowling league.
We didn't even plan
Wednesdays.
It. I know. Sometimes life league. Just works out. You know? What'd you say?
A blowing league.
Jeremiah, that's not cool. Oh, okay.
Okay. I kind of liked it.
Opposite day.
You got us, dude. You got us.
Woo! And, yeah. So, have you guys ever opened for any bands?
Yeah, I've done a few things with bands.
I like it. Single worst show of my life.
It can be horrible.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to fight. But I've done it. I'm trying to do it. I wanted to do that more. Like, almost exclusively.
Really
I like
fun
the challenge.
With it.
It's fun.
I did it last night in Jersey City at the White Eagle Theater. I opened for the Front Bottoms. You guys know them?
Yeah.
I feel bad. Like, I feel like I'm a music snob, and everyone's like, yo, Madden knows music. Fucking Ian will come up to me. Ian knows every band that exists now. It's like, what are you doing? How was your weekend, Ian? I went and saw the Zap Boops. Have you heard of the Dead Glow Skulls fucking fists? What?
Well, at the same token.
I mean, and I'm not being a dick. It's unbelievable. No. And I feel like an absolute fraud in music.
I do. When I talk to you, because you'll come up and you'll give me like an obscure line from The Damned. And I'm like, I want to sing along.
Yeah, that's because I fucking.
And you're so like jazzed
get laid
up
for,
on it
for 30
I love
years.
It.
Yeah, yeah. When you don't get laid for 30 years, you can learn lyrics. It's
well, you got a Headbangers Ball shirt on. I feel like you'd be the killer host of a new like reboot.
I would love it. You know, I'm making a playlist every week. This is like homework, because when I got back from LA like 6 weeks ago, I started doing it, and it makes me more present, and I like it, and I love talking to people about song four. I went with this like a dumb chooch.
Yeah.
So I mean, I would love to, but there's no market for it.
Boom shaka laka laka. Boom shaka laka laka. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all that hassle, are still going to upcharge you. Because at RockAuto.com, you can find everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or a moron like me who doesn't understand how cars even work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So guys, head on over to the website, check it out. If you need anything, please feel free, get it. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that damn good. But if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Buy Guys podcast, because they're going to love that. One more time, guys, you know the website, you know it, you love it. That's RockAuto.com. Oh, yeah, we're doing a podcast.
Did you guys make playlists for people when you were younger? Like legit tapes?
I used to make mix CDs.
The tapes
all the time.
Are the
yes.
best.
All the time.
Do you remember that?
Oh,
how
dude.
Great it was and the thoughtfulness you put into it?
For my mom and sister's birthdays for years, they would request that they would send me songs that they liked, or I would pick songs that I thought that they would
yeah.
like. And I would make them for them for their birthdays like every year.
Yes.
And for years, I would even put an original song of mine as track
you.
One on there.
What?
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, no judgment. I would have put the original song at the end as like a bow to wrap it up.
Gotcha.
The cherry on top.
That's just me.
I did an intro track where it's just like, because I've been like not living home for so many years, where I'd be like, hey, it's your son, or hey, it's your brother. I put together this CD of blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, track two's an original. And
that's
I hope you
so
enjoy
sweet.
It.
Oh my God, I love that.
I couldn't make it home for their birthdays, like at any time like of living in LA,
yeah.
like back in Kansas. So, and they were like, will you please make this? And each
that's
year it got.
So sweet.
Yeah, I did it for like a decade.
Isn't that, dude, that doesn't
sweet.
Exist anymore.
No.
That was so fun.
I literally stopped doing it when they stopped putting CD play, like they stopped. Making
putting
CD burners.
Yes.
Like you, I could maybe find one on Amazon, like an external, but
well,
I'm like, I
don't
have it on my drive.
CD drives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
have it.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, that was the best. And in high school, my friends would ask for him, and they called him Ian's Influence, and they'd be like punk, ska, whatevers. And I found some of them from like 2001, and they still fucking rock.
Isn't that nice?
You should take the track lists and
yeah.
do it on YouTube as YouTube playlists.
Well, I would have to Shazam some of them because I like forget, but some of them are like, you know, like a local ska band that you can't really whatever. But that's a great idea. And I will say, a lot. I realized a lot of my mix CDs that I made were just audio, like musical love letters.
Of course. They always tend like that.
Yeah, they always
go like that. Yeah.
Like you'd give it to him and be like, you know, track four, the chorus is really good.
It's really listen, you know. The lyrics are, they kind of speak to me a little bit.
And it, dude, oh my God. Do you guys know this band Poison the Well? Did you ever hear them?
Yes.
Yes. They're like a hardcore metal band. And oh, what was this song? Fuck. There was a song that was like a poem, but their singer was like, "Wah! Yeah, yeah, yeah!" And the line was like, "Why do your eyes paralyze me?"
So hilarious.
All this like beautiful stuff. And I put it on a CD and be like, "You should listen to this song." And it would just be like a pussy dryer. Like no one liked it. Yeah. This song's really good. It'd be like,
There's a lot to unpack there. First, I'm amazed that you'd have to Shazam your tapes. So so I can't believe you won't remember on one of these tapes that track three was by the Dum Dum Dot Dot Pirates or whatever the fuck band.
Oh, from fucking 2002?
Yeah, I'm just, you're the fucking encyclopedia. So that joke would have been better 3 minutes ago when it came to my head, but I sat on it the whole time and then it fucking got it deserved.
This is Bye Guys. You'll never get in trouble for sitting on things.
There it is.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, should I play the Italian Greek guy every time you guys make a bye pun? I'm just like, what?
What is this?
What is this?
Wait, I'm gonna make a deep cut reference for Ian and see if it hits. It was track six, like Drive By Pharmacy?
No. Wow.
With Drive By Pharmacy.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, at the FDR skate park.
Dude, yes, FDR skate park. Philly would have these insane outdoor shows.
I talked to Six about it, and apparently they had a reputation of being pretty scary.
Really? Philly shows were.
Yeah, and they said the FDR skate, which I just went and played and thought they were like fun nights.
Right.
But I was just a raging psychopath at the time. And he was like, yeah, we thought you guys were terrifying.
Yeah, well, dude, there were like hardcore gangs in Philly. There was like the Ninth Circle, and then there was FSU, which stood for Fuck Shit Up, or like Friends Stand United, and they had different chapters throughout the country. Like they would go to hardcore shows, and initially they were like security, but then it just turned to be like guys that would beat people up. And there's a DVD compilation called Boston Beatdown.
Oh, word.
It shows people getting like beat up at shows. Anyway, they ended up veering away from that. All young 20-year-old bullshit, all turned out to be good dudes, and now they run like a bunch of shows. But it was terrifying.
Yeah, the group of guys I hung out with, they were the Trash House. And I just remembered the way they would initiate you is they would, if you were drunk, they would pick you up and throw you in piles of garbage.
Jesus Christ.
So you would just wake up in garbage.
Oof. Would you ever hear the band Bad Luck 13 Ride Extravaganza?
Yeah,
dude. They would throw M80s into the crowd. They had a guy named Terrible Tim who wore like a pillowcase over his head with a rope and like had the eyes and mouth cut out, and he had a bat with barbed wire and he would just swing it around.
What are we doing here?
At Hellfest, I think Hellfest, they chopped off a pig's head and threw it into the crowd.
What?
Yeah,
Schlack. You trying to have fun, Jeremiah?
Was Schlack in that band?
No.
Oh, no, he was in.
No, they were from Delaware.
Okay.
Delaware Hardcore. Hellaware.
I mean, I used to think I was a punk rock kid.
Really?
I mean, this is like a different.
This is insanity.
No, Schlack was in Eat the Turnbuckle. I'm thinking of a different band.
I remember.
But no, Bad Luck Theory was fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. They just had a reunion show in Philly. I'm going to Turnstile Monday. You guys like Turnstile?
Hmm. So anyway, I never opened for a band, but I did the San Diego County Fair on the 4th of July.
Oh, no.
And I had to follow fireworks.
No.
I literally had to follow fireworks. Like, it was like, all right, Jeremiah Watkins. I was like, what? I mean,
oh, my God. How much time did you do?
I did 15 or 20.
Jesus.
Yeah,
was there anything after you?
I was opening for Jeff Ross. So wow. I brought him up.
Oh, so it was like a legit thing.
It was a show, at least.
I'm thinking it's at like a state fair, and you're just
we assumed
like
it was during the day.
Construction pallets during
no,
the day.
No, it was. It had just dusk, turned.
But
like,
then I realized fireworks wouldn't be during the day.
Yeah, it was like probably 7 or 8 p.m. Yeah,
fireworks,
yeah.
Jeremiah, pie contest. Yeah. Fuck it. That sounds like a county fair hell.
Well, you're like a fireworks, so I bet it was like an encore.
I have performed after a corn shucking competition.
A corn chucking?
What? Corn shucking.
Where was that shucking. At?
Woodstock, corn. I was like,
what is that?
Oh, hey, laugh.
Yeah, come on.
I told my band story on James's podcast, which, James,
let's take
this opportunity to plug.
And yes, this is turning into your podcast, and I love it.
God damn it.
So let's get plugs out of the way, ladies in the booth. You want to hit that plug
and afterwards,
music.
We'll turn it into Jeremiah's. Bring out your sax.
Oh, dude. If I had my sax, we still gotta do something where we do some ska where I play my sax.
Do you have it with you this trip?
You want to bring my guitar?
Bring your plugs.
Or my bass?
What you got?
Yeah, what do you got to plug,
your
baby?
Plugs, James Madden.
Oh, God damn it. Hi, guys. I'm James Madden. You can find me on The James Madden, pattern with an M, on the Instagrams. Ha, ha, ha. Also, June 3rd, I am releasing a self-produced, goddamn special called The Check Spot. It's in black and white, like film noir, but not with all that fucking bad dialogue. Ha, ha, ha. I don't know why I'm doing this character, but it's a fucking hoot. It's all recorded in the worst part of the comedy show where people pay their bills and I stay on stage and do a question and answer with an audience that doesn't want to be there, that's drunk and doing math. June 3rd on YouTubes. Go see The Check Spot. And the night before June 2nd, if you're in New York City, go to New York Comedy Club, 4th Street, 10:30. There's a show, and we're screening the movie at 10.
I have midnight. It in my calendar.
I'm fucking nervous. He keeps pointing at me.
I have
nervous.
It in my calendar.
He keeps pointing.
Go.
I'm scared.
I'm
He's
going
to make a bi comment. I have to be fucking Verzi's cousin.
No, you're
too much.
And you also have your show with Shuli.
Oh, and me and Shuli have a podcast called Thanks for Coming Out, a podcast about bombing. I don't know why the fuck I get nervous when I come to the studio. I just feel that everyone on Gas hates me, even though I've had six different shows on Gas.
No, you're like one of our favorite people.
Yeah, you're the best.
I made the mistake once. I wanted to Google if my album was out somewhere, and I self-Googled, and I found a thread of people rating me on Lewis's Real Ass Show. It was fucking brutal. I've had exes break up with me that was less painful. It was spectacular.
Well, I'll tell you, this is your redemption arc.
Redemption.
And you're blowing it!
And you blew it!
And you blew it was the alternative title for the show. Jeremiah, you're blowing it.
What? Wait, what? Really? Huh.
Wait, what do you mean by that? What should I mean?
Jeremiah, what you
got? What are you alluding to?
Check out my new series on YouTube called Stand Up on the Spot. The next one premieres Monday, May 23rd, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. There's already a few series of specials that are on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JeremiahWatkins. I'm on social media at Jeremiah Stand Up, and I got a couple great podcasts, Jeremiah Wonders and Scissor Bros. Yeah, baby.
Yes. And I was on the Stand Up on the Spot recording, and that was amazing. Yeah. I can't thank you enough. Just was there the other night. Magic. Yes.
Oh, dude.
Magic.
It was fun. So, yeah, if you guys haven't seen Ian do our Stand Up on the Spot that we did at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival, he crushed. And it has Shane Gillis, Akash Singh, Trevor Wallace on it, and Ian.
Yeah,
it's
check
awesome.
It out. Check it out. Yeah. Jared, you got a cool thing going with that.
Thanks.
Hi, everybody. iAnimal69 on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch.
I'm doing it to you. I'm doing it to you.
Next weekend, Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona. I'm opening for the great Dave Attell. June 10th and 11th, I'm with him at Levity Live, West Nyack, New York. The next weekend, I am at in Toronto, Canada, at the Royal Comedy Theater.
Great place.
June 17th and 18th. Come on out. Going to be fun. Next weekend, after that, June 25th, Natalie's Grandview, two shows, Columbus, Ohio. Going to be a fucking blast. Come on out. I got other dates. It's all on my Instagram, iAnimal69. And bye, guys, every Thursday. And Sopranos Prima Volta, me and Sam Roberts. I have a Sopranos Watch Along podcast. Check it out. I've never seen it before. And we're on season 5 right now. Episode 2.
Oh, you might see Verzi in a couple episodes.
Zachy.
Instagram. Zach is not funny. I will be at Old Man Hustle's Lower East Side location this Tuesday, the 24th, if you're listening live, doing my headliner set. Getting my headliner set together because I'm hoping to film it at the end of the summer.
Yeah!
And it'll be with Nathan Orton and Chris Vega.
Great.
And then, check out my other shows on the network. And, bye, guys. Subscribe on YouTube, Stitcher, however you consume your podcast. So the best thing to do, though, is go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code GUYS and get yourself a 7-day free trial to all the programs on this wonderful network.
Yes, and we have a Kickstarter for Brandon Basham film.
Oh, do we? Yes. Plug that.
Yeah. I was hoping you would.
So Ian and I are both appearing in a new movie called Bring Out the Damned.
Yes.
It is an anthology film directed by our friend Brandon Basham, who's done so many great movies. He did two really funny horror movies, The Slashing and The Slashing 2, The Final Beginning. He's also done Fear Town USA. He's so fucking funny. Ian's segment is filmed already. Mine is to be filmed, but there's a Kickstarter online. Just search Bring On the Damned, and
I'm gonna put it on my Instagram.
You'll see it
I
on
get
all
stabbed in the
media.
Neck. It's the first time I've ever died on film.
You're giving spoilers
exciting.
Already.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but you'll
How
see
am
it
I gonna
on
pay like $25 for the ticket now?
On our social media.
Yeah.
It'll be really, really fun. We're gonna shoot my segment in a month or two.
Yes. What happens to your segment? I can't wait for this thing to get filmed.
We didn't shoot it yet.
I want to know where it goes.
It's something.
Keep it under wraps.
Yeah. Where's my money being spent?
I'm playing a gay serial killer.
Oh, that's great.
A closeted gay serial killer.
Say that again. Say that again.
I'm playing a closeted gay serial killer.
Well, let me contribute a little bit. Just whip out some money right fucking.
Yes. Look at that Costanza wallet. Let's see how fat that thing is.
Yeah, that thing is fat.
Yeah.
I've never seen a girthy wallet before.
Hold on. Let me get back to the character. Let me get back to the character.
Oh, that won't hit the back, but it'll fuck the signs up.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what did you just say?
Let's see that. Let's see that. Thick piece of leather, Zaddy.
Yeah, I like that character. Italian hard of hearing guy.
What did you say? Excuse me?
Hey, I don't
they
mean
all
to,
are, though, when they're offended. That's all my old uncles.
What's that? What you saying?
Huh?
No, seriously, I got a problem.
No, I'm going to have to ask you repeat yourself because I don't think I heard you correctly. No.
Do I need a cochlear implant? Or are you telling me?
Listen, motherfucker, I got tinnitus in my ear, okay? I wasn't vaxxed. I got COVID, long haul. Do me a favor. I'm not intimidating you. It's just this is how I talk because of the area I grew up in and I wanted to fit in. Now repeat yourself, you fucking Maluk.
When I moved here in 06, I'm going to get my bag of potato chips as a dinner because I was doing great.
Yes.
And I was in a store and I saw a guy like that and he was talking to himself and repeating to himself. And this is 06, so I'd finally seen out here people with those little headsets, you know, like we do all the time now. But I was still new to it. I'm like, what? I thought maybe the guy was talking to me. He goes, excuse me, buddy. I go, no, what were you saying to me? Huh? What were you saying? I go, no, you said something to me. I like to talk to myself. Do you have a fucking problem? I'm just going to get these Utz and go home and pretend life's well in my first
what
5 months.
What part of Brooklyn? Or Queens?
Astoria.
Astoria. Nice.
Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21, I just want to tell you about our friends at MePod, our favorite vape pen sponsor. Now, as a warning, these products do contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Listen, guys, I don't vape, but all my friends here at Gas Digital that do love the MePod, they can't stop talking about it. They say it's got a great amount of flavors, and the quality of the devices is phenomenal. They have the new MePod 2.0, which is the best refillable vape on the market today. You can refill with any vape juice flavor that you like. It's got a long-lasting battery and a sleek design. They also have a wide variety of disposable vapes, including the new Draco disposable, which lasts for 6,500 puffs. They have a wide variety of vape juice options and a wide variety of vaping options for our 420 consumers. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, weed. So, finally, they actually have fast shipping with most orders going out the same day. So, if you vape or smoke, you're going to love MePod. Head on over to MIPOD.com. And if you use our promo code BI, B-I, you're going to get 20% off. One more time, guys, that's promo code BI at MIPOD.com for 20% off your order today. Let's get back into the program.
My neighbor across the hall is a big jacked Ginzo.
Love
and
it.
All we hear is him scream at some lady all the time. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I make the same three jokes to him every time I see him. He always laughs.
What are they?
The main one is he always complains that people get too many Amazon packages.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, hilarious. Me, I got to go to the store. You know, if I want to buy something, I got to feel it. I got to touch it. I got to see it. And I always go, that's why I don't get hookers online. And he loves
Number two?
I don't know what the other two are.
Ah, damn it.
Myself.
I would like you to repeat yourself, because again, I'm hot here.
What did you say?
I watched him gaslight a woman in the most wonderful way.
What?
So he's shorter than me.
Yes.
But he's huge. He's jacked. But he's probably, I'm 5'10". He's probably 2 inches shorter than me.
Wow. Nothing wrong with that.
And I get in the elevator. He's with some Italian broad. And they're talking about how tall he is.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, I'm 6'1".
Shut up.
Spectacular.
And she goes, no, you're not. And he goes, no, I'm telling you, 6'1".
Honey, what are you talking about?
Yeah. He goes, buddy, you're a big guy. What are you, 6'3", 6'4"?
What?
And I go, I'm 5'10". He goes, that's impossible. I'm 6'1", and you're bigger than me. And I went, I'm pretty sure I'm 5'10". He goes, get the he's fucking around. Look at this big motherfucker.
He starts hitting him on the back and slowly squeezing.
What did you say? How tall are you again?
He told me I was 6'4".
You wouldn't want to get injured right now, would you?
He argued with me to my face that I was 6'4".
Do you think he was gaslighting or just R-worded?
But like,
I think he's I-worded. Unfortunately, the issue.
Italian.
So, like, is he trying to impress her by saying he's tall? She has eyeballs.
I don't know what it was.
6 foot.
I think he was just mind fucking this poor woman.
Jesus. Who sounded like
Well, if he's doing that with his height, imagine what he's going to do with his cock.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, your dick's 12 inches. 12 inches, right?
I don't think whatever he does, he doesn't go to work. I just see him hang out at the barber shop across the street and come back.
Wow, that's not very Bay Ridges.
No, it's definitely.
I used to live in the same neighborhood as Zach, so I know exactly what type of person you're talking about.
And that's that guy.
That's that neighborhood.
Oh, I want to hang. I want to go for a drink with a really.
Well,
man.
I mean, he would make me feel tall.
Hey, buddy, what are you, 7 foot? Yeah, when you were dunking on Elijah Wan, how did that feel?
I love you, Anthony. So wait, what were you gonna say? Opening for bands.
Oh yeah, I mean, I told this story on James' show.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was absolutely great.
Yeah, I had to go in between bands at 2 a.m.
What?
And I got chased off the stage. I can't remember. It was a nightclub. I got chased off. They turned my mic off and chased me off the stage.
Jesus. Unbelievable. Christ.
Yeah. It was the single worst performance of my life. I didn't get a joke out before the crowd started screaming and getting on the stage.
Yeah, you have to fight.
So this is it's the worst intro that's ever happened in the history of comedy.
I bet I can beat it, but go ahead.
I'm waiting to go on stage.
I want in on this, too.
The lady that is about to introduce me comes up. She's the booker. She goes, hey, this band's about to be done. I'm going to bring you up in a minute. Stand by the stage. I go, okay. I'm waiting to go. Now it's like 2 a.m. And she goes, all right, I'm just going to do one thing real quick. And she goes, hey, guys, you enjoying the show? Yeah. All right, I want all the birthday girls to get up on stage right now. And just like 7 or 8 whores parade on stage. She goes, all right, guys, we're going to have a spanking competition.
What?
And people come out with spanking paddles, and we're going to spank the girls for how many years old each of them are. And they all take their dresses up and get bare ass or panty spankings for each year old they are.
Mm.
Now they're all in a train spanking each other and kissing.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
And the lady goes, all right, guys, do you want to see more spanking?
More, I do.
Or a comedian? Yes.
No, more.
And they go, spanking. And she goes, all right, guys, your next act coming to the stage is a comedian, Zach Amico.
Boo!
Yeah.
You should have spanked their hineys.
I walked out, tried to do a joke.
Oh, God.
And immediately got attacked.
Jesus Christ.
That is Joe Pesci walking in and getting whacked when you think you're getting made.
I did get whacked by a girl in that crowd.
Oh.
I got a message on Facebook after that I can't believe they did that to you, and I went on a date with a girl and got a handjob.
I thought you meant at the venue.
No, I ran out the door. They chased me to the subway.
Wow.
That's insanity.
Jesus.
That's when
Christ.
I could still run. This is many years ago.
Years ago. Me and Sergio Ciccone.
The best.
College gig in Jersey City.
Never the best.
A gymnasium.
Even worse.
A sickle cell fundraiser.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's a perfect venue.
All black people.
Oh, no, well.
All old black people and young black people. Tables set up with food. you know, like, it's not a buffet, but you know when they set up a long table shit, and there's like a thing of chips and a thing of this and a thing of that.
Muffins.
Yeah. That. Prior to the show, we're going to start in 5 minutes, but first we need everyone to help move these tables and chairs to the next room. Great. Move the table and chairs. Before we start the comedy show, we're going to have such and such come up and share their experience with sickle cell anemia.
Oh.
Young boy goes up, 15 to 20 minute speech about having sickle cell anemia, tearing up, crying, people in the crowd crying, people in the crowd yelling support and praise in a very, you know, people with sickle cell anemia way. Yeah. And tears coming down the face, crying, guy coming back on. We want to thank you for your bravery. It's people like you that inspire us. And now we're going to have some comedy. Ian Finance.
It's unbelievable that people think they can do that. It's unbelievable.
Before we went on stage, we were told we had to go clean.
Yeah.
I went up, did it. I'm like looking at Sergio like, what the fuck? Sergio goes up. He sweats through his shirt. We're both trying to be clean. We literally got off, no stage, just in the corner of a gymnasium, walk, get the check, and fucking run.
Oh,
and
Jesus
just rip
Christ.
Ziggs laughing on the way home.
God damn.
Was your opening... I want to know if we have the same joke. I want to know if we have the same joke.
We might.
Did you open with please
tickle
remember
cell
to turn...
anemia? Oh. Does anybody have tickle cell anemia?
Oh, no.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
I was going to say, before the performance, please remember to turn off your sickle cell phones.
Terrific. So I had something similar.
If you think this is going to go well, you know, I got a bridge to sickle cell you.
Oh, you didn't like that joke? It looks like you guys have some fickle cell anemia over here.
I told this on the pod on Thanks for Coming Out. But I mean,
are you Irish?
No. I don't know what my dad is.
I thought
is,
you though. Were a mickle cell.
Keep it.
Oh, you're roasting him. You're a real rickle cell over here.
Hey guys, this is Bye Guys. Why don't you take out your pickle cell?
Oh, hello. I'm going to tell a story about a guy who sucked my dickle cell.
All right, you Jew, nickel cell.
Spectacular.
I am trying so hard to come up with
that. Oh, you're not so right. Quickle cell anymore.
Jeremiah's goddamn Jordan with this.
All right, I'll end the stickle cell.
Lip it up! Quickle cell!
Do you know I once pitched a movie where a guy killed a bunch of people because they killed his dog? It was my John Wickle cell.
I love it. I love it. I thought we were out of the bit, and then we went right back in it.
Woo!
All right, James, get into it.
Wait, Ian, you mentioned Goodfellas. Do you also like a Taxi Driver?
If this doesn't end in a sickle cell pun...
And Travis Bicklecell, you motherfucker!
Yeah! Okay, he's back!
I'm on the
he's
fucking
back! He's
Let
on
me
the
tell
board.
You, let's go! Hulk Hogan, let's we're coming go. For you!
Let's go!
So... We're doing. Did you ever play the Looney Bin in Staten Island?
Yes.
I mean, God bless. It was a bowling alley. Jeremiah, there was goddamn barbed wire behind you on the stage.
Yes.
It which was perfect because that's what the audience was. They should be in a goddamn NWA cage match to keep them away.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Like a Rawhide moment from Blues Brothers.
Absolutely. And I'm there doing a benefit. Me and Giannis Pappas for Soul Joel. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 10 years to find out Soul Joel wasn't black.
It's taken him 20 to realize he isn't.
It's insane. For 10 years, I heard stories like, I'm going to go down and do a show for Soul Joel.
Yeah.
And you just picture a black guy with a diamond tooth.
No.
And then you meet Soul Joel and he's a hippie and you're like, get the fuck out of here.
I know. You think he's black and he ends up being white and it's like, I just got trickle cell.
You got, When I met him, when we started doing shows, he used to just wear a black shirt that said Soul on it. 90% of the time, it was the
what a prickle
thing.
Cell.
He just tells us a benefit for like a teacher. We think it's like a school benefit.
Right.
It's a dead teacher.
Okay.
He's dead. And it's a benefit thrown by his parents or his mom and his sister. Mm-hmm. We talk. I give her the intro. She's very grateful and happy. She goes up there and she gives a 8-minute speech. I forget the dude's name. Let's just say it's John. John was bawling. People are fucking bawling and she's bawling and the sister's grabbing her. All this shit. And now the comedy stylings and I come out and here's where it's worse and here's it's very similar to yours except this thing. I now have to perform after that speech. And there is a fucking portrait behind me the whole time of the dead goddamn teacher just staring at you, still dead. And it's like everyone's it's like a Hallmark fucking film.
Have no respect for that teacher.
It's the dumb
and neither did the people
tongue out like
slack,
John.
Like a dead dog, the tongue's out.
Yes. It might as well have been taxidermied. And in the front is his first ex-wife calling. Towards the middle of the show, she takes a call. Yeah, I'll be done soon. It's John's thing, whatever. Some other ass. She's going to go fuck someone else. This is her dead first husband benefit, and she's up there hoeing it out on a Wednesday. We leave, and we go, never again, Joel. We'll never do this again. Luckily, never want us back.
So it was her husband who died, or no?
Yes, in the front row.
Yes, so she was single cell.
She was single cell. And so a year later,
did I blow it still?
You did not blow it still. A year later, we're back.
Did I ruin still? Did I not?
So, wait, did you tell Soldier the next time a teacher dies, don't call us?
Don't call us. The next year, he tells me there's another benefit.
Jeremiah's evaporating.
For education.
Jeremiah, I hate to tell you, but sliding under the table has a different connotation
shit
on this show.
Yeah, shit. While you're down there, why don't you give me a little lickle cell? Oh! He's back! Return of the Mac.
And then a year later, I show up again for another random one. It's the same benefit.
No.
They asked for me again.
They wanted you.
I'm back. Same dead picture of the teacher behind me.
You're lying.
No.
Hey, Black Life Matters.
That's right. God damn. Well, he's a white guy, but.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell you how hard I've been trying?
Welcome back to Puns and Funs with Ian and Zach.
Yeah.
I've been trying so hard to think of one that would work for like Nickelback. Sickle. See, it doesn't work. I wanted to put Nickelback in there, but I could throw it to you guys.
Nickelback?
It's the writer's room. I just throw it out when you guys finish.
Yeah,
the fuck
that sounds like a real fucking challenge.
Yeah.
If anyone could do it,
Zach's
look at the smile.
Computer.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to. That's too much. My brain's going to explode. Well, hello there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys want to get high, right? I want to get high with you. Well, thank the Lord for YoDelta.com, where we can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. And gosh darn it, they work. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, you got to go to YoDelta.com and stock up. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. I'll tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys. That's YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. Let's get back into the show. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
Go.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, no, no.
Well, you know what we should all do? We should play Mind Meld.
Ooh. What is that?
That is a fun game.
What do you mean? Like Star Trek?
What?
Star Trek, the fucker, he put the thing like this and he mind meld with you. And then he'd know like what your sister's maiden name was.
Morrow. Oh, okay.
I didn't do it to you.
Mind meld, should we do it or no?
I mean, we can.
Does this end with like jerking off on a cracker?
No, mind meld is a game where you go 1, 2, 3 and you both say a word. Then you get another 3 count, and you're supposed to say a word that's the meeting point between the two words that you just said. The game's over when you both get to the same word.
Mm-hmm. It's actually very concise.
It's an improv game.
I'll get winner. Can I get that? I'll get winner. This is
you
like street
go
ball.
First.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm. All right. You do the version where you go, mind meld, one, two, three, and then you go.
Is that what we do?
That's how some improv people play.
We always just go,
Alex,
one, two,
looks
three.
Like she's having a visceral reaction right now.
We've never played that version.
Well, I just.
That's the LA version.
No, I showed you the improv version, the very improv-y version. Okay. So just one, two, three, and then the word?
Yeah.
Sorry, you cut out the fat in New York. Sorry.
Right, ready?
Just one, two, three. Don't do none of that gay stuff with the mind meld chanting and stuff like that. Okay.
Wait, what'd you say?
That was a call, Bickle Sale. Oh,
there's no greater feeling than having breakfast with both your kids. The sun's coming up.
We're bringing it back.
I love
it. We're doing some fucking quality callbacks. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Bye Guys. Get it? Okay.
That's a good callback.
Oh, wait. What's the mind meld? One, two, three. Suicide. Okay, ready?
Okay. One, two, three.
Donut. Saxophone. Oh. Donuts and saxophone.
Donut and saxophone. Donut and saxophone.
What are you laughing at?
I'm having the best time.
Cool. Okay, ready? Okay. One, two, three. Coffee shop. Coffee shop and hole. One, two, three.
Glory.
Waitress. Oh. Wow.
I would have said Courtney loves twat, but that's different.
Jesus.
So, wait, what was Jeremiah's?
It's a glory.
Okay, so glory and
glory
waitress.
And waitress. One, two, three.
Diner.
We got it! Beat that!
What was it? Three or four? It was four, right?
Four.
Yeah. Okay, four is the number to beat between you two. Oh, that's so pretty freaking good, dude.
Pyramid now. Yeah, we're playing pyramid.
How did you? I got to that because Gloria Diner.
Yes, that's what I was saying too. Yep, I was thinking of Gloria, like this old woman. Hey, do you want more coffee? That's you need a fill up, honey.
Yeah.
You want me to top you off?
Hey, the name's Bertha. I'm here for you. I got some Scrabble. Okay, fellas.
All right, you ready? One, two, three, dog.
Taco.
Dog and taco?
Yeah.
One, two, three, Chinese
sauce.
Food. What?
I said
sauce.
What?
I know where Zach's mind went.
Sauce and Chinese food?
Sauce, Chinese food. One, two, three, duck.
What? Wow.
Hey, yo, can we put some fucking Queen music, Alex? Let's get this shit going.
Wow. I thought you were going to say MSG.
Who the fuck's gonna say MSG?
No.
MSG.
Sauce,
Chinese?
I thought you were gonna say soy.
Okay.
Mm.
That's fair too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That was great.
But you know what would also be great? A request Queen, and you would think it'd be We Are the Champions. What if she played Bicycle Race? Just because this is by guys.
Fat,
let's just
fat
go.
Bottom girls.
Shit, I went in the wrong direction.
Oh, you two should play it. Natalie and Alex.
Yep.
Booth it up.
Booth it up.
Mind meld, bitch.
Booth cam.
Boop, 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 booth cam.
Inside the booth.
What are you doing, James?
I want to take a picture of this because I'm happy to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Cute.
I love that.
All right.
You were so mad, and they're like, oh, you're going to promote a show.
I thought you were playing Queen.
No.
Oh.
All right, ladies in the booth. All right,
ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at each other. Kiss.
All right. I don't want to block her. All right. One, two, three.
Desk. Gas. What?
Did you say desk?
Yeah.
I said gas.
You said
gas. That's real close.
Gas and desk.
Was that gas or gap?
Gas.
Gas and desk.
Gas and desk.
I know what I would say next.
Okay.
One. You do it.
Sorry. One, two, three. Computer.
Fire. Oh,
we said
computer
fart.
And what?
Fire.
Fuck.
Computer
and fire. Okay. One. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Virus.
What the? How are we the worst out of everybody? Everybody's so
by
good
one,
in here.
By one. You lost by
one. I know, but still. That's crazy.
You went to game seven.
Should we do one more? Let's get it in two.
All right.
You just winked too.
Yeah.
Is this going to be the whole episode? Then they get it at two. We got to get it fucking one.
No, because I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Mustache.
Coffee and mustache.
Did you do coffee last time?
Did I?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
It was also the word me and Ian used when we got it on one. I think it's just his go-to.
Okay, hold on, hold on. No, no, no. Etch a sketch. Shake it up. Clear my mind.
We're redoing it?
Redo.
Okay.
Ready?
Hey, wait, Jeremiah. Coffee and mustache. Ready? One, two, three. Ian.
Milk. Shut up.
What? Milk and Ian. One, two, three. Come.
Hey! You and I got it in two!
Am I the bad one?
Oh, my God.
Two is the number to beat, baby.
It's about keeping up the pace.
Yeah.
Because when you put the pressure on the other person, don't unlock eyes and keep doing the one, two, three.
You reached into my soul, yeah. And you're like, yeah. We're winning this.
Yeah. You can't pause. You got to just...
All right, ready?
Poor Ian just found out he's a right fielder in Little League.
Three.
Nose.
Oh, dang it. What'd you say?
Ska and nose.
Huh.
I know where I would go with this.
I just said you got to keep it.
Okay.
I know where I would go with this.
Ska and nose. One, two, three. Trombone.
You a Jew?
I don't
Jesus
know.
Jesus Christ.
I thought that's where he was going, so I said Jew.
And you a trombone?
All right.
Jew trombone. Spectacular.
Jew trombone.
Things with annoying brassy sounds. Oh, my
God. I wish I knew a Jewish trombone player. That'd be the easiest layup
I know. Ah, fuck. Now, you know what? The bit is that we're not getting it.
That's what it is. Yeah. And these guys, come in.
Yeah.
I would go, I know where I would go with this.
What?
I would take a stab.
Jew and trombone. What is it?
I'm thinking maybe Jeremy, I would go Brubeck. Even though he didn't play trombone, but I would go
Dave Brubeck.
I would go with a
fuck
Jewish.
Is Dave Brubeck?
What is a trombone? It's a goddamn instrument.
Yeah.
And you
and
said
what
Jewish.
Is a David Brubeck?
He's a jazz musician.
Oh, well, fuck me. Sorry, I don't know.
Sorry that not the donut fucking goo goos that you another Philly band you're going to see next fucking Thursday and do 35 minutes in front of.
The donut goo goos.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're not going to play with the coffee brain
heads. I didn't know we all knew about the Hasidic jazz ensemble.
Dave Brubeck, Take Five's arguably the greatest jazz song of all time.
You're a jazz guy. Do you agree?
It's a huge song.
I would be, people would be, I don't claim to have jazz knowledge. I don't. I've got a handful of sax players that I like, but I'm not versed in jazz.
It's him staying out of it and letting me handle this shit. Thank you, my boy.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm getting aggressive with you. I've been playing Verzi's cousin the whole fucking time. I'm now the method acting.
Yeah. You got stuck in that role.
Hey, I'll fucking smack you over Dave Brubeck's.
All right, you know what? Let's mind meld real quick and get back on track. Ready? One, two, three. Italians. Anger's Italian. One, two, three.
Sopranos.
Verzi. Verzi Sopranos. One, two, three. Track
HBO.
Season 5. Hey, this is the best. This should be a spin-off podcast.
One more.
2 hours of this.
HBO Sopranos.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Waffles.
You got waved
absolutely
off.
Absolutely not.
I know.
Good for you, Alex.
I cheated.
I love you, kid.
I cheated.
I can't believe Zach and I got it in two.
The only worst game I've ever seen of Mind Meld was Harrington playing with Lewis's son.
Oh, what happened there?
Lewis's son had to pretend to be dumb for Harrington.
No,
come on,
look,
we'll get it, big
we
buddy.
We were good at it.
Yeah.
But then there was like a pressure.
They put us off the rails, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, off the rails, my mouth. One, two, three.
Train.
Cocaine.
Oh, my goodness. Dang it, man. Dang it, dude.
What is laughter?
Man.
Look at Harrington fucking laughing like it's Def Jam 94. Look at him. It's spectacular.
Oh. Cocaine, train. Ready? One, two, three. Drug smuggling.
Black. Ozzy.
You say cocaine and Def Jam and train. I said black. I don't know.
She's definitely Aussie. I would have melded
Alex.
With you.
Thank you, my love.
What did you say?
Drug smuggling. Oh, cocaine train. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Wrong Santa. Side of the tracks.
The best part is you doing this and watching a stoic Zach, like he's Brutus and Julius Caesar, just staring at you with no feeling.
Oh, Brutus and Julius Caesar, Zach, 1, 2, 3, AMC Turner Warner Classics. Damn.
Oh.
I was attacked today, and my day got worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see this, everyone? Look at my goddamn hand.
Look at this poor son of a bitch.
Look at me. I was ganged up on.
Oh, okay. Zach's hand cut up, attacked, ganged up on this morning. What do you think the cause was? 1, 2, 3. Cat.
Yes.
You can't say, what do you think the cause was, and then play Mind Meld.
Hilarious.
For anyone wondering, I was trying to leave my house this morning, and I stepped on my kitten's foot, and he let out a yell that I think was a cry for help.
Mind meld. 1, 2, 3.
I'm a victim.
The poor guy's a victim. We got tag teamed.
I'm a victim.
My you got
climbed
cut up.
Me, and I went to. I blocked my face with this hand, and the other one attacked me from behind. And the cats both climbed me to scratch my face.
Attacking from behind. 1, 2, 3.
Ian.
Prison.
Oh.
That's I'm brutal. Shook up. I had to hide in my room while they stood outside and hissed at me. It was like a fucking horror movie. I'm very upset. I had a lot
I've
of
had a hard time with
I don't,
cats.
I don't trust cats.
My fuck you. My cats.
I've had issues in the past.
Fuck you.
What do you want from me?
They're great.
Why don't you negotiate with my ex-girlfriend's fucking cat who tried to hit me in the middle of the night?
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, my mail. 1, 2, 3, baggage.
Or is you that a baggage cell?
You
let's
start
bring back
doing
all the
mind meld with strangers that you meet. It's like, hey, how are you? How's your day going? Mind meld.
1, 2, 3. Baggage is spectacular.
Yeah. And the cattiest thing that you could have said today. And that's including Zach's cat attack.
Zach truly is disassociating. Right now.
Yeah, yeah. He got taken from behind by a cat.
All right, let's call the show. This has been amazing.
I'm very happy. Thank you guys for being here. On behalf of my funny, wonderful, loving co-host, Einon Fidance, thank you to our guests, James Mattern and Jeremiah Watkins. I'm exhausted. I've been attacked. This has been a wonderful day. And hey, please donate to Sickle Cell Anemia.
Yes.
It's a real afflickle cell shit. And we love you very much. This is me saying bye.
My mouth. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.